USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to tout his sanctions that he slapped on Iran at midnight, calling them the most biting sanctions ever imposed. The president also called on other nations to join in the economic pressure, and U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says it's not a good idea to do business with Iran.
Business people know they want to do business with the United States, and if it's a choice between us or Iran, that's a pretty easy choice for them. That's pressure their own governments in Europe are now beginning to feel.
Voters in five states will head to the polls today. The most heated race to watch is a special election in Ohio's 12th congressional district, where a Democrat hasn't won since the 1980s. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain shares what he believes the Democrats will be running on this year.
They're going to try to sell this idea of free stuff, but the American people are waking up. Socialism has never worked in the history of man.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The West Hollywood City Council had an interesting vote last night. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes tells us the details.
The West Hollywood City Council wants President Trump's star removed from the Hollywood Walk of Fame, yesterday passing a resolution unanimously asking the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce to remove it. The council made the request after the star in the sidewalk was destroyed late last month. Trump's star was placed on the walk in 2007 during the height of his popular reality TV series, The Apprentice. It has been vandalized a number of times since he took office last year. A spokesman for the Chamber of Commerce says they never remove a star once it's placed on that walk of fame. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new study out from Pivotal Research found that Google and YouTube take up a combined 34% of our time online. Now, Facebook, I'm sure you're wondering, only takes up an average of 10% of your time online. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
80% of Americans will seek advice and seek help for a back pain. Many times you're going to go to your doctor. Maybe you'll try to strengthen up your back muscles and your core area. But what else can you do to keep your back healthy? Well, Dr. Jeremy James is the director of the Aspen Club Back Institute. He talks about ways you need to sleep and the best way to sleep to keep your back from hurting you in the morning.
Sleeping on your back is a good position. Unfortunately, most people can't do it. So the second, I'll get back to positions, but the second most important thing is actually mattress selection. And in general, these are generalities, but in general, thin people tend to do very well on firm mattresses, and more voluptuous or curvy people tend to do better on a softer mattress because it absorbs the curves and allows your spine to stay in neutral. If you are going to sleep on your side, you want to try to avoid sleeping in that fetal position, because it shortens the hip flexors, the muscles in the front of your hips that are shortened all day when sitting.
James also talks about if you have one of those desk jobs where you're stuck hunched over a computer for the entire day.
So when you're sitting in one position, you're putting all of the force of your body, all of the weight of your body through one part of your spine, one part of your lumbar spine. That's your low back. So the key to it, to minimize the damage, is to move. Switch positions. Stand up, walk around a little bit. Even if you're going to stay seated, slouch. I mean, you may be surprised to hear me say that, but you just need to change positions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.